Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives with Stace Cargie and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargie. Lindy Turner is off today. So we are joined by my other half, Gary Cargie, who is one of our construction supervisors with Clinch Powell. Welcome back.
Hello.
So you've been busy because I know you've been working on one of our specialty loan programs, which is a USDA. It's called a USDA 502 direct loan with the 523 mutual self-help program. So we call it our self-help rehab. And what this program is it allows somebody to purchase a home and be able to roll in the cost to repair that home along with not having to pay for a lot of contractors because the homeowner provides some of the work. Is that correct? Am I saying that?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. And you're one of the supervisors for that program.
Right. I kind of oversee some of the projects that come up with just getting things organized and making sure the homeowner is doing what they need to do in that process.
So when you're talking about the homeowners doing what they need to be doing, they have to assist in the repairs. So what does that entail for you and for the homeowner?
Well, for me, I have to go out and check to see what materials they need for some of the projects that they have to do, such as painting walls or fixing a floor or fixing some doors or some things that most homeowners can do. And we try to make sure that they have the skills to do that and the tools to do it with, too.
So for someone like me who knows what a hammer is and could probably put a nail in a wall, but I can't guarantee it will be straight, this may not, or do you think it would be a good program for me?
For you, probably not, because you're not very handy with using tools.
Now, could you teach me?
There are some things that I can teach and instruct people on how to do it. There are some things that you cannot teach.
Like?
Like fixing a floor in a bathroom. That takes a lot of carpentry skills and different things that you need to do with leveling a floor and pulling up tile, pulling up any kind of carpeting or anything else that would be in there.
So if this was a program that I was interested in, just knowing that I have a very minimal skill level when it comes to any kind of construction, if I wanted to put flooring into my project, could I maybe do the part where I pull up the floor?
Yes, there's probably some of those things that you can do. The other thing that'll happen, too, is sometimes we have suggestions for contractors that'll be in that area that could probably help out with that kind of a project.
Okay, so it's a combination.
Yes.
Because we're not going to have a homeowner go up on a roof.
No. I don't even go on roofs anymore.
That probably would not be a good idea, right?
That is correct.
But we can have the homeowner do things like you're saying, painting, maybe some landscaping work, things that are to their skill level. But maybe you've got a homeowner that is an electrician by trade. So
right,
that
and they
different.
Can do those kind of jobs themselves if they have that type of skill to do it. I'm working with another gentleman right now that is actually fairly well skilled, but he has family that can help him. And in these projects, you can have family and friends come over and help you with those projects.
And there's a minimum of 20 hours that the homeowner must contribute to the project. But what's really great about this, in my opinion, is it's going to allow somebody to purchase a home and get some immediate sweat equity. Because instead of spending, you know, maybe $24,000, $25,000 by hiring contractors and supervisors and you know, people to do these kind of things, you know, you're getting by with materials by contributing your labor and, you know, funneling it with the expertise of Clinch Powell. Is that saying, do you think I'm correct on that?
Yes, you are correct on that. And with Clinch Powell being involved in the ordering the materials and that, they actually get a discount, you know, through some of the providers that we have for giving us supplies.
So even a discount there, which is really, really nice to be able to think about. So what have you, now that you've done this, you're getting ready to start your second project, Gary, with this, what have you learned and what do you think are the real draws to this program?
The draws are you have to really pay attention to what materials, damages that may be hidden. There are some things like in a bathroom, when you pull up the flooring in a bathroom, you never know what's going to be underneath it. Sometimes there's damage that's beyond whatever a homeowner could even think about repairing or taking care of. And that's where, you know, you have some of the professionals come in and start taking a look at it. Now, what we really have to do is investigate that more from my side to make sure that those kind of problems aren't there, so that it's not a surprise coming up, that we can get those taken care of ahead of time.
So what lessons have you learned by doing this program?
One of them is especially in bathrooms. There are lots of hidden damages that you just don't see. You have to crawl underneath and take a look, do a better investigation. Sometimes there's things that you're going to have to take care of ahead of time before you get to that point of putting in a floor, you know, repairing some of those things that are there.
So for somebody who comes into you and says, oh, I've got this, you know, I helped my uncle do his floor. I mean, do we just let him go?
No, that's where I come in and kind of oversee it and make sure that they have the skills to do it, the tools to do it. And you know, we've been helping provide some of those tools for the homeowner, you know, if they don't have, for example, a tile saw to cut some ceramic tile, or a skill saw or a miter saw. So with the skill saws, you know, it takes a little more practice without hurting yourself. There are safety precautions that you have to take place, and that's one of the things that we also provide. We provide a safety kit for each homeowner to use, and once they're done, we get that safety kit back. But it has, like, safety glasses and gloves and first aid kits and things like that in that safety kit. So that's where we help provide a little more protection for the homeowner and try to help them get through with some of the skills that they don't have.
And you're teaching them along the way, right? I mean, you're getting them started on the project, and then you follow up just to make sure that they're doing what's required, correct?
Right, right. And that's, you know, some of the things that we have to just, you know, constantly take a look at. The homeowner that I'm working with right now, he's pretty well skilled, but he also has a family member that is doing this as his own job so that he could come in on his days that he has some time and come help out.
So, okay, so let's say I've got a place and I've got the task list from you, but I want to do this thing over here that's not on the task list. Can I just go ahead and do that? And I mean, does it matter?
Well, it does matter, because once we have that task list, you only have so many days that you have to work with that. And you have to complete those jobs that are on that task list from Clinch Powell in order for that to meet your criteria.
Because that's all coming from USDA. So these are the requirements of the things that you have agreed to be able to purchase this home. It's appraised at that value based on that. So if you kind of go rogue, it's going to be a domino effect in a negative way, correct?
That is correct. And I've had that happen. And there are some things that you just have to pay more attention to, make sure they're on task. And that's why we have a timesheet that they fill out, that they have to take pictures of the progress that they're making each day or through each week. And you have to turn that in within the end of the week and send pictures of what they're doing.
And it's really important that that gets completed in that timely manner, because, again, these are all grant funds that are being issued, and we have to account and allocate for those hours as well, because there's multiple projects going on at a time.
Right. Now, on the other end of that, too, they have jobs that, you know, homeowner can't do that are being done by professionals such as HVAC installers or electricians or certain type of plumbing jobs. Now, those people have a time schedule that they have to follow, too, you know, that we're working out in the contract with them.
So who's the person that's project man? Like, who's making sure that all of these things are happening when they're supposed to happen? It sounds like it's pretty complicated.
Well, that's all part of my job. I try to make sure that the schedules are being followed and the contractors are getting done with their work. And when the project is getting done, if I'm not there, the homeowner needs to take a picture of when they're completed, send that in with all the receipts and all the proper paperwork that the contractor has to provide.
And that's really, again, important because everything has to be to the way it was originally set up. Otherwise, it impacts their loan.
Right. There's lots of things that the government requires for us to make sure that all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted and make sure that these people are following the criteria that we have set for them.
Do you think that our homeowners enjoy the process?
I think that there are times when they're not so much enjoying it until they get to the end and they go, oh, this has really helped out a lot.
I mean, you would think that there would be like a sense of accomplishment, like,
right,
I did this, you know?
Yes, there's some of those. We've seen the smiles on their face once everything is done. I've worked with another lady here in the past that once we got everything done, she was just tickled to death with everything that happened with her.
You know, it's like, I think you see those DIY shows on TV and they make it look so simple and so smooth. You know, there's always one hidden, right? Like one hidden thing that comes up and it's like everyone freaks out for 30 seconds. But it's almost like a Brady Bunch episode, right? Where everything comes together in a pretty bow at the end. But that's not necessarily the reality.
Right, because they're able to edit out all the in-betweens. You know, we had an incident with a floor that it's an older home, and there was damage that was underneath, and then we found out that the floor was just not able to be leveled in the way that we were expecting it to be for some ceramic tile. So we had to change direction, and there were some change orders that had to take place, and that's a lot of paperwork to get that all done. But there are things that we try to make sure that this thing can get done, that we can complete the job and try to keep it on track.
So I think it's important that if this is a program that appeals to you, that you have some flexibility and understand that there may be times where we have to pivot.
Right. There are some things that there's just changes that come up. You have to take a look at it and fill out the questions and get it done.
And, you know, at the end, this is going to be a home that's going to be worth a lot more than it was when you purchased it. You're not going to have those maintenance issues that, you know, 2 or 3 years down the line, for instance, if you're replacing an HVAC system, you know, you could move into that house and it could go out tomorrow and that's your problem. But if we were able to circumvent it and get it involved in this program, now you've got that warranty on it. You've got another, 10, 15 years on an HVAC system that's brand new?
Right. And there are so many new requirements with the new HVAC systems, you know, with the new refrigerants and all the new, you know, things that are taking place with safety features and things that they have built in. And those are things to look at, you know, that it's going to save you money in the long run, because with some of the older systems, they use more energy when they're using older equipment and older refrigerants. So they're not energy efficient in the way that they should be.
And that's important, too, especially when somebody is purchasing a home that's a little bit older. We want to make sure that when they get in there, that it is going to be as efficient as possible to keep those costs down.
Right. You want to make sure that there's, you know, no plumbing leaks. We've seen some toilets that were just horribly old that needed replacing. Those kind of things, and bathroom faucets, and, you know, because they have all the new low-flow toilets and low-flow valves for showers and sinks and things like that.
Sounds like this is a really good program.
Yes, it is.
If you'd
probably
like to,
one of the best ones I've been involved with.
If you'd like to know more about it, of course, you can contact me. I'm Stace Cargi, 865-274-8598, and also online at clinchpal.net. Going to take a brief break. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Pal on WAEW.
If you've ever dreamed of owning a home, but credit or income issues stood in the way, Clinch Powell can help. As a HUD-certified counseling agency, their staff of caring and compassionate counselors have the knowledge and skill to get you back on track. The best part, their services are free. Start today by calling Stace Cargi at 865-274-8598 or visit them online at clinchpowell.net. Clinch Powell is an equal housing opportunity. NMLS 240-3630.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargi. Lindy Turner off this week. I think she's going to be back from vacation next week. We are joined once again by Gary Cargi. He is one of our construction supervisors. Welcome back.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. So we talked a little while ago about the 523, the self-help purchase program, where you can roll repairs into your home. But we have some really cool just repair programs that are grants and low-cost loans that you also manage.
Right. One of those programs is the 504 program, which is a home repair program. And that's a little bit different than some of the other ones that we do. You know, these are involving, I think, more contractors and things like that when we're going through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is not a self-help type of program, but this is perfect for somebody who is 62 or older, has to have somebody 62 or older that is in the home. Okay, so let's say that you're on the deed, Gary, and I'm a little bit younger than you, so I'm not 62, but you are.
Right.
Then we could do that program. Or let's say I own the house, even though you're not on deed, because you're 62 or older, you could still be eligible for that program.
Right. And there are lots of things that can be done. One of the programs we work with, we did siding and fascia and soffit and gutters. And we actually had some trees cut down, had some doors and windows all replaced. Very good program. I mean, there was a lot of things that we were able to get done for this person.
And what was really great is that this is her forever home. You know, when we start looking at statistics and we start looking at aging in place, I mean, this is a whole thing, right? We have to be very mindful, because when we're able to stay in our homes, our health improves, our communities are more stable, crime is decreased. You know, you're more happy and healthy, and mentally you do better by staying in your own home versus maybe having to go into an assisted care or even living with a family member, because you're comfortable in your space. So we want to make sure that that space is suitable, is healthy, is safe for you. And there's a lot of things that we can do to help make that happen.
Right. I mean, one of the things that it does is it makes you feel good at where you're at, because a lot of people that are 62 and older don't like big change. There's, you know, a lot of anxiety that would happen with that. So what we're trying to do is help them feel comfortable in the place that they're in. Sometimes they don't see the problems that are there. You know, we see other issues that we bring up, and we can help them with that and get those things taken care of. For example, this lady had a bunch of windows that were just horribly bad, and they were just leaking air all around them. So we were able to get her some energy-efficient windows that really helped. And what it does is it reduces her cost of energy, you know, so she's not paying so much for that electricity or the gas for the heating or the air conditioning.
And she was able to get on our hybrid program. So she had $10,000 that was free money, and then the balance of it was a 1% loan. I mean, it was crazy.
Right. And her payments are very, very low compared to what we would do for some of the other programs that are out there.
Yeah. I mean, if you start looking and just price windows, for instance. I mean, windows are probably, what, about $12,000, $13,000 for the house?
And sometimes more, depending on how many windows and how big they are. The bigger the window, the more expensive they are because of, you know, the amount of space that they take up.
Right. And so then you start thinking, okay, well, where am I going to get the money to pay for them?
Right. And everybody starts worrying about that. But with this program that we have, it takes that worry away, especially when you're able to sit down and show them, here's the money that you can save on payments for every month for the, you know, the amount of time that they have. And it's unbelievable. It's a great program.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. And the thing is that this is just one of the many repair programs that Clinch Pal has. This past year, we were blessed with a huge allocation for another one of our programs that usually does not get that much money. So we were able rather to serve, where in the past maybe we'd served five families with this program, we're able to serve like 40. I mean, it was crazy just because we'd gotten so much money from Federal Home Loan Bank to be able to do that. So that program is for folks 60 and over, so a little bit younger, which is nice, and has higher income limits because some of these do have income limits. So there's a lot of different programs that we have. So my suggestion is always call or email, or you know, go to our website at clinchpal.net. You can apply right there. But if you know somebody, that is the challenge. Especially as we're going into the colder winter months, if you know somebody, friend, family member, neighbor, that you're like, you know, there's some deferred maintenance there, man. That roof's looking pretty sketchy, you know, and maybe there's not a leak that they can see. But that doesn't mean that there's not a leak. Give us a call. That's like the most loving thing that you can do, is to be able to give this information out to somebody who really needs it.
If you know somebody that's 60 to 62 and older, help them look for clinchpal.net. There's so much more that's on that website that you can look at and see what we can do for you. I mean, we are out there to help you. So if you get there, go to clinchpal.net, look it up, see what's available for you, because there is just more than we can ever explain on a radio station.
Yeah. One of the other things that's really cool about ClinchPal is that we are a HUD-certified housing counseling agency. Now, what does that mean? That's a whole lot of words there. So we have four counselors on staff that are HUD certified. For a small agency, and we are a small agency, that is a huge number. So being HUD certified, you have to go through a class. You have to take a very extensive test. You have to know all kinds of different stuff. But being a HUD certified counseling agency means that maybe if you're having some issues with credit or income or budgeting or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you can come to us and we have our counselors work with you one-on-one, completely confidential, and they will work with you to get you ready for if you want to buy a home or if you just really want to get on the right path. Maybe you already have a home and you're facing some late payments. I mean, the economy, we all know, has gotten crazy, right? I mean, things that cost us $2 a year ago are costing us $4 now. Interest rates on credit cards have gone completely nuts because they're variable rates. So you may have gotten a credit card with a 19% variable rate that now you're paying 39% for. So we understand, and this is a really great opportunity to have somebody, a third party, disinterested third party, be able to work with you one-on-one, evaluate where the kind of holes in the boat are. That's the lingo that we like to talk about, the holes in the boat. What's causing your financial situation to take on water? We'll help you identify them. We're not going to do it for you, but we'll help you identify them. And then you can come up with a working budget that's going to be able to be sustainable. And then we can start working on the other issues that are maybe down the line, credit or, you know, housing or whatever else kind of falls into place.
One of the things that happens, too, with ClinchPal is we have staff that go above and beyond what they are just expected to do. They try to find help in whatever way they can to get the help that you need with your home, that so that you can stay in your home and just be energy efficient and safe and all the things that come with that. Clinch Powell is really going above and beyond and doing some outstanding work, and I'm glad to be there working with them.
We're glad that you're a part of it. It is an amazing organization, and I'm glad that you brought that up, Gary, because we're going into the end of the year, and there are folks listening who maybe have some funds that they need to donate to be able to, you know, kind of minimize their tax burden, right? Or maybe you're just looking at end-of-year giving. ClinchPal is a fantastic organization. We actually are 35 years old, going on 36 years old, and we started based in conservation. ClinchPal began as a mission to try and protect and save the Clinch and Powell rivers. There were some very indigenous species that were being killed, and they only exist in those two rivers. So ClinchPal became an organization to be able to find solutions to be able to clean up these rivers so that this wildlife would be saved. And as that work was being done, the question became, well, where's all this pollution coming from? And it was realized that there were farms and there was seepage from the farms because the farmers did not have access to clean and sanitary water. So you start looking at, here's the problem, what's the cause? And as you find that cause, you start finding, you know, kind of start filtering out, right? And that net gets a little bit wider. And it's like, okay, so why do the farmers have deficient water? Why are their wells deficient? Well, they have deficient housing as well. So it all comes back to, you got to start with the beginning. And that beginning is really all about the family. And what is their situation? Is their housing deficient? And right now, our state is seeing a lot more of this as the aftermath and the effects of the hurricanes that have hit our area, especially Hurricane Helene and those devastating floods. So folks that, you know, may have had, you know, okay housing, it was sustainable, now they don't, right? Or because everything's changed. The whole ecosystem, if you go up to Newport, Cock County, if you go into, you know, some of these hardest hit areas, you know, Irwin, Tennessee, you're going to see that the entire ecosystem has been damaged. So it's super important that we are there as boots on the ground to help our neighbors. And a fantastic place to start, if you're looking for a place maybe to put your charitable dollars, ClinchPal, ClinchPal.net. We're a 501c3, a nonprofit. And you can even earmark, this is what's really cool, I think. You can earmark your donation for a certain thing. So if you said, you know what, I'm really blessed, my family's blessed, I want to help out a senior citizen in Cumberland County to be able to upgrade their HVAC system. And I've got $500 towards that. We will make sure that's where that goes. It doesn't go for our salaries. It will go to a family that needs it.
Right, and you don't have to be part of this program to be willing to donate. We've had some people that just came in just from the outside and said, hey, I've got this amount of money, I'd really like to help out. And those people have stepped up, and we're glad to accept that and help other people out.
And that's what it's all about, neighbors helping neighbors. And one more thing before we sign off here, Gary is an AmeriCorps member,
right?
Which means that you are performing service for our communities. And we have a lot of AmeriCorps members that are working through ClinchPal. So if you have maybe a child, a grandchild that is getting ready to graduate from high school and they're looking for a great way to supplement their college fund, AmeriCorps is amazing because not only can we place you into a place where you can get some real world job experience while you're going to school, but there also is an award, an educational award that will actually help to pay for schooling. And as you, as a senior citizen working for AmeriCorps through ClinchPal, you actually get that as well.
Right, and I can use that to help anybody that's in my family.
Grandchild. Yes.
With some of the schooling and things that they are doing.
Child or grandchild. Yeah, he doesn't get to give it to me. But we were actually talking about this the other day because we have twins. We have twins that are getting ready next year to be graduating from high school, which is crazy to think about.
Right.
Next year, 2 years from now. Yeah. So how cool will it be as their graduation gift to be able to say, hey, you know, we've got this much money towards your college fund, you know, whether they want to go to trade school, whether they want to go to an actual college or university, it works for whatever. So if you're looking for something and you want to give back, you've got some hours and you're a senior, hey, give us a call. Go online to clinchpal.net. You can call Gary as well. We can hook you up with Gary, and you can learn more about AmeriCorps and see if that's something that you might want to do. It's really a neat program.
Right. It's a fun program to be involved with.
It's a lot of paperwork. Yeah, I see the wheel spinning in Gary's mind. It's really fun once you get the paperwork down. But you know what? It's an amazing program, and we just encourage you learning more about it. That wraps things up for us for this week. This is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. You can find us online, clinchpowell.net. That's ClinchPowell.net. You can email me. I'm Stace, S-T-A-C-E, at clinchpowell.net. You can email Gary.
at gary@clinchpowell.net.
Look at how simple that was. You can also give us a call, 865-274-8598. That is my number. And again, see us online. You can apply online. It's very, very simple. We've got a great website. You can even find out more about our organization online at clinchpowell.net. You'll see our audits, see how we've done as an organization, and see right then and there in lifetime how we work to build strong communities, protect our natural resources, and help people. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. We'll see you next week. This is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell on WAEW.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.